Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, presidency of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We're happy you're joining us today as we interview yet another one of our Houston legends, Dr. Steven Kleinberg, a professor. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Great honor to be here.
Well, thanks for that. And certainly I recall many of our interactions when I first arrived at the Chamber of Commerce. You were part of that strategic team in 07, 2007, and you gave a lot of great feedback. And even before then, the work you were doing with your Houston area study, which now is in what year?
37.
37 years.
I was a very young man.
Yes, and you still are. And I must say, I recall in our conversation, you thought that was going to be a one-time, let me see what's out there, one-time survey. Fast forward, 37 of your years have been dedicated to that.
And of course, the oil boom was going like gangbusters. We did a one-time survey, and then 2 months later, the oil boom collapsed. 100,000 jobs were lost
just
in
like
this booming city.
Gone.
So we better do the survey again. And so that's,
see what's happening.
And then watching this remarkable city to be at the now at the forefront of what's happening across all of America, nowhere more clearly
and
seen.
And we're the model for the rest of America in
we're
many
there
ways.
First. We are.
So the first time you did the survey, how many people were helping you with that survey?
I had an undergraduate class of 11 students.
Nothing like students. And fast forward today.
So now we have enough money now supporting the survey so that we could hire the major professional survey organization actually in Pennsylvania, and they do the surveys for us, and then we analyze the data and write the reports.
So throughout that 37 years, has there been one year that stands out in terms of a aha kind of a moment? Or has it been every year probably has many ahas?
Yeah, I mean, we were watching transformations occur. We were watching increasing embrace of the diversity in Houston. Mm-hmm. From the surprise and shock, who are all these people coming here to this is who we are.
Okay.
And so it's been interesting to sort of watch that graduate process. We thought a question surprised us this year. We asked a question about early childhood education. We said, are you in favor or opposed to increasing local taxes in order to provide universal preschool for every child in Houston? Mm-hmm. Increasing local taxes. You asked that question, yeah, no. And we thought maybe 50, 55%, 67%.
Yes.
40% strongly in favor and only 30% opposed. Okay. A recognition. This is critical for the Houston future. We've got to prepare these kids to do well in school. Moment of truth in education is third grade reading. If you're not reading at third grade level in third grade, you are four times more likely to drop out of high school. Single most powerful predictor whether you can read at third grade level is, did you start kindergarten ready to learn to read?
Mm-hmm.
And rich kids in Houston start kindergarten 1.5 to 2 years ahead of poor kids. So that's a part of Houston preparing itself for the 21st century.
And there's so much work we can do. I know we just had Neil Bush on the program promoting all the work that he and his mother, Barbara Bush, have done in terms of literacy, and I think still, especially in the Hispanic community, a lot to be done there. But the good news is that it is possible, it is doable, and certainly people look forward to your survey.
People have sort of embraced the survey.
Yes, they're like, when does it come out again?
Yeah.
And when can I get it? And we know, we post a link on our chamber website to send them directly.
Okay. Yeah.
And also exciting, a book, I hear rumblings.
Finally.
Yes.
It's called Prophetic City. Houston on the cusp of a changing America.
Wonderful.
And the claim is that you can see in Houston where all of America is going to be about 15 to 25 years. This is where the American future is being worked out, for better or worse.
And interestingly, it's been a city that has embraced diversity and inclusion without what we've seen in other cities where there has been civil unrest in many cases between the different groups.
Yeah, I mean, this is a welcoming city sort of from its beginnings. And, you know, and there's something called the psychology of inevitability. There's a transformation. We're in the midst of this epic transition from an America that throughout all of our history had been an amalgam of European nationalities into becoming a microcosm of the world. The first nation in the history of the world that can say, we are a free people and we come from everywhere.
Yes.
So it's a little bit of a shock, you know, and younger Anglos take this for granted and older Anglos are still struggling to accept. But there's a sense of destiny, a sense of this is who we are.
And you say very well, the train has left the station. And there's no putting the train.
It's a done deal.
Yes. And that done deal has a particular impact on Houston, and those demographics certainly are favoring a lot of the Latino population.
That's right. Well, it's particularly striking in Houston because the great growth of the city during the oil boom years was Anglos pouring into Houston from everywhere else in the country through the 70s until 1982 with the oil boom collapse. And then the Anglo population stopped growing. And all the growth of this most rapidly growing city in America has been the influx of African Americans, Asians, and Latinos. And especially young kids are disproportionately Latino. That is our future.
Yeah, but that growing demographic among the Blacks, Anglos, and Latinos certainly is the Latino population growing at a much stronger pace.
Everybody in Harris County, Texas, under the age of 20, 51% are Latino kids.
Wow.
19% are African American. So 70% of all of our the Houston future is right there.
Well, let's talk a little bit about you. I know you like to focus on your work and being the professor that you are at Rice University, but there is a Stephen Kleinberg at home with the family, and I know you're getting ready to go off with the children. As you were growing up, did you think you'd become a professor? Or what did you think you'd become?
My father was a professor, a distinguished professor of psychology at Columbia University.
Okay, yes.
So I sort of knew that lifestyle.
Yeah.
It sort of seemed like a nice, not a bad way to live a life.
Uh-huh.
And then I was planning to become a psychiatrist and be a doctor.
And
I took my first philosophy course in my freshman year, I guess, at Haverford College, a wonderful liberal arts college outside of Philadelphia.
Okay.
And here were the great questions people could ask. But I go back to the chemistry lab because that's where you could get answers. And then my first psychology course was people asking the questions of the humanities and using the methods of the sciences. So I said, that's what I want to do.
That's what I want. And here you are now. How did you go from East Coast to the lovely and significant Houston, Texas?
Home was somewhere between Philadelphia and Boston. I figured that's where I was going to be. And then I got this wonderful offer from Rice University.
Uh-huh. And you said
never
Houston,
been outside of that corridor. And so,
Texas.
Yeah. Yes. So we did what everybody used to do in those days, still does today to somebody. Oh, well, the job is there. We'll go for a couple of years.
Yes.
I was finishing a book. My wife, Peggy, was finishing law school. And then we'll go to some real place.
Yeah.
And so 45 years later.
And this has become home.
Well, this is the most interesting and consequential city in America.
Yeah.
Who knew? I mean, there was never, no inklings. At the beginning, when I first came, you know, this was a racist, business-oriented city with no interest in anything, but come on down and make money, and who cares if it's ugly? So what if it smells? It's a smell of money.
Oh, yeah.
And then with the collapse of the oil boom, paradoxically, Houston became a much more interesting
city. And we're much more diverse in terms of professional services and jobs and why people come here.
Much more industry city, much more alive, much more self-consciously aware that we need to reinvent the city if we're going to position it for success.
Yeah. So if you had to take a wild guess, where do you see Houston, Texas 20 years from now?
Well, what's so interesting is I finished this book and sort of, you know, where are we? What's the lessons? The jury is out for Houston.
Yeah.
We have lots of wonderful things happening, not nearly enough investment in education. At a time when good blue-collar jobs have disappeared, when education is a critical determinant of a person's ability to earn enough money to support a family in the new knowledge, global economy of the 21st century. So, and we never paid attention to education in Houston or Texas because you didn't need education to make money. You made money by land, cotton, timber, cattle,
hard
oil.
Hard
work. Blue-collar oil, you know, exploitation of land. Now the source of wealth is knowledge. No longer is the basis of wealth natural resources, it's human resources.
Yes.
And so we need to make those investments.
Yeah.
And we're doing better than we were, but not enough yet, I think, in terms of being clear where we're going to be in 20 years.
Well, I think most Houstonians would agree that if we have a focus on something, Houston can get it right.
Sure.
And I do believe that given the circumstances around HISD, the focus of our mayor and many other business leaders, the chamber being among them, understand a strong Houston means a strong school system.
Right.
And everybody's willing to roll up their sleeves, so we're going to have faith.
We'll see.
But it's a tough one.
It's hard to vote against Houston.
It is. So when you're not doing all of this Stephen Kleinberg speaking, and everybody's waiting for you to come out with your survey and promote your book, do you ever just have fun? And if you do, what do you like to do? You go to the movies, you play tennis, you play golf, you read, you look at other professors and see what they're coming up with. What do you do for fun?
I do some reading that's not
okay. So tell me something you enjoy reading. Mad Magazine. I knew it.
Modern novels and just sort of the whole human experience.
That's neat.
And the realization that I live in a world of data and numbers, but there are stories out there. There are human experiences, and the two have to come together to be to be successful.
So your contributions to Houston are many, and you've been doing this 37 years.
Well, it was pure. I get unfairly credited with having planned to do this, right? This
is a one-time survey. It doesn't matter whether you plan it or not. The truth is the facts are the facts. You've done this for 37 years.
And no other city has been tracked in this way.
The point. So putting all of that on the table, what is your legacy? What do you hope will be your legacy?
Well, it's hard to tell, right? We don't know. Yeah. But I think it's already been a kind of an opportunity to use objective data to show people how we're changing and what we're doing. And I always tell people, don't blame me. I just ask the questions.
Right.
Here are the
answers. Don't blame the messenger, right?
And somebody once said to me, what these surveys have done is to show us that we are better than we thought we were. And there's a lot of truth in them. When you ask people in the privacy of their homes, how do you see the world? You get a picture of a city really far further along than you find when you just look at public positions and attitude and public policy.
Well, thank you for showing us that we're better than we think we are, and that we continue to thrive as a city and that model, as you mentioned, for the rest of the country.
And thank you for everything you've been doing.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. So on behalf of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, our board of directors and staff, we'd like to thank you for joining us today as we recognize Houston legend, Dr. Steven Kleinberg. Have a great day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.